So what have we been hearing from Donald Trump as the year ends here? 2026 is going to be a boom for the economy.
Mm-hmm.
It is going to go off the charts. Well, I don't know that we've seen all the evidence of that, but yesterday we did get some good news on the inflationary number. It dropped to 2.7%. So inflation cooled a pretty significant amount. What does that mean then for what we can expect in 2026? What can we expect on this very important number going forward? For that, we asked Patrick Anderson, the CEO and principal of the Anderson Economic Group. Patrick, good morning.
Good morning to you.
All right, so good news. I guess let me just pour a little bit of cold water on this. So part of the information on this report suggests that maybe it's not a full, clear HD picture because of the government shutdown. Is there validity to that, or should we just be celebrating this cooling of inflation?
There is a really small amount of validity to that. And, of course, Chris, on your show, I've talked with you and said I was upset about the government shutdown. It was a dumb thing. It cost taxpayers money. It proved nothing. And it left us with other government statistics that were just blackout periods. We have no numbers. Our Anderson Economic Group estimate is that unemployment went up during that time period because, of course, we told a bunch of people they couldn't work, and then we told the taxpayers they were going to largely have to pay them anyways. But in this case, this is just unambiguously good. Inflation's under 3%. That's a positive. And if we go back and we check a couple prices twice or three times next month, which we should, and I hope we do, undoubtedly we'd see some go up and go down. But inflation's down. It's under 3%. It's still not where we want it to be at the 0 to 2% level, but it's unambiguously good news.
So there are issues, as Chris brought up, when it comes to the reporting of everything. And how can policymakers sort of make decisions on numbers that aren't, like, you know, full?
Very good point. Exactly the criticism that I and many other economists made, and business people and investors and taxpayers should be saying this. Hey, they're paying for a government that is supposed to calculate things like unemployment, inflation, trade, and all those numbers weren't calculated for a while. But it's now December and we can calculate it, and we did calculate it. So the lesson about doing shutdowns is don't do shutdowns because they're bad for taxpayers.
Right.
They're bad for the people that work. But, you know, right now inflation is cooling, and that's good for all of us.
Is there any information to you that would indicate that this is going to be a trend, that the inflationary number is going to continue to cool, ideally under 2%? Closer to zero would be nice, but under 2% is the target. Is there any indication that in the next year that that's going to happen?
I'd be really happy if I could confidently tell my friends in this radio audience that I thought inflation was going to be in the 0 to 2% over the next year. I'm not making that prediction. But it is worth noting that it's not 5. It's not 6.
Mm-hmm.
It's not 4 now. We're back down to 3. And the trend, it has been that way now over the last 12 months. It's not just a one-month read. And, of course, as you know, I'm looking at what causes all this, and the huge overexpenditures during the pandemic years, the Biden administration, they claimed that inflation was transitory, the Fed policies that gave us that, the completely unchecked spending, those policies have changed. So a lot of the causation of the big increase in inflation is now gone. And we don't yet have the fiscal policy and monetary policy that gives us 0 to 2% inflation, but we're much closer to that than we were 4 years ago.
I don't know that we're going to talk to you again before we leave for our Christmas festivities. I'm just wondering your thoughts on the year overall from an economist background.
Well, first I do want to say happy Christmas to you and the many other people I've talked with at WJR during the year. So good for you. Happy Christmas. I hope you all enjoy it with your family. I certainly want to do that. And, you know, other Anderson Economic Group clients and family, happy Christmas to you coming up. I think generally it's been a good year for the United States. I mean, tremendous changes and stuff that of course, none of us are happy with statements that on Twitter or X that should never have been made. A lot of things to be unhappy with. But overall, the U.S. economy is better than it was a year ago, unambiguously. The U.S. military is stronger than it was, unambiguously, a year ago. We do have more people working. Inflation is lower. So if you want to look at those bigger things, I think it was overall, with lots and lots of things to regret, it was generally a good year for the United States.
Patrick Anderson, you know we appreciate all your insights throughout the year. Thank you for that. And have a Merry Christmas, you and your family and all the good folks at the Anderson Economic Group. And we'll talk to you in the new year.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you got it. This is like the thing with Donald Trump, and I've said this a couple of different times, like it seems like he is trying to systematically change the way things are done. Like mm-hmm. the tariffs is a perfect example, mm-hmm. right? He's talking about doing away with the income tax, right? So this feels like another example of like, don't necessarily overreact, right? The inflationary number when he gave his speech to the nation the other night is not where we wanted it, right? It was mm-hmm. the same basically as it was a year ago. But we didn't stumble into a recession. It wasn't the end of the world economically for the United States. So, like, my position almost on a lot of these economic policies from this administration is, like, wait and see. Like, how good really is it now compared to last year? Patrick Anderson says it's good. But what does it mean for us long term? What does it mean for us down the road? To me, a lot of this is wait and see with this administration.
Yeah, and we'll see what happens in the coming year. As you said, I stumble, me personally, on some of the things he says, and I don't like it or whatever.
I don't mean that for you.
I mean, I'm going to get into this Lutnick thing.
Yeah, yeah.
One of the things he said at his Wednesday night address was he's dropping drug prices like 600%,
yeah.
which is mathematically, you can't do it. It's not a thing.
Right.
And Lutnick was asked about that on Fox News.
Some of them were just mathematically impossible. Listen to what he said about bringing down the price of prescription drugs. Listen here.
I negotiated directly with the drug companies and foreign nations, which were taking advantage of our country for many decades, to slash prices on drugs and pharmaceuticals by as much as 400, 500, and even 600%.
I wanted Lutnick's reaction to that, so we're going to fix that bite. But Lutnick, like, he does his thing where he explains it away. And he's like, yeah, that's not quite math, but what he was trying to say was.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to get that ready.
Look, it's fair criticism. I don't know what that means, cutting drug prices 600%.
Drug prices would pay you to take their drugs.
They would pay you hundreds
of
percent. I mean, look, it would be a great deal.
Yeah.
I don't know if Pfizer would like that. I don't know if Moderna would want that.
Right.
But it's going to be very curious to me. I think this next year is going to be telling one way or the other, because what they've done is not something that is going to be instantaneously noticeable.
Yeah.
On a positive front, right? Certainly people did suffer negative side effects from the tariffs, still do.
Yeah, that's still happening, affecting businesses for sure.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. More coming up on JR Morning. Lots to do today. I mean, my goodness, lots of news. We'll cover it all for you here on JR Morning.